Okay, hello everyone. Thank you for coming to this talk. You know, instead of going out, you know, to the beautiful beach today. So, I'm going to talk about helium framework in Apache Zeppelin and what helium trying to solve and how we solved. And my name is Moon. I'm a creator of Apache Zeppelin. And actually, we have two additional speakers, Hoon and Ayoung, a contributor and committer of Apache Zeppelin. Actually, they are the one who made this Helium framework possible. So they will explain really well. I will just introduce what was we actually trying to solve. But by the way, me and Ayoung and Hoon work for a company called Zeppel. The company who supported our travel from Korea to Miami for this conference. So thank you for my company, actually. So before we start, I want to ask you. Usually I'm asking you, you know, how many people know Zeppelin, but because over here we don't have a lot of people, I actually want to ask, you know, your name and where you come from. And what you do, you know, everyone here, it will not take, you know, too long. It will take maybe, you know, 10 minutes, 5 minutes. So why don't you start?
I'm Jim Dowling. I'm from Sweden. I'm an associate professor at KDH. I'm the tech lead for Hop Institute, which I thought really wrong. And I use Zeppelin. We have Zeppelin in
our platform. Sure. I'm Adrian from Pfizer.
Jim and I live from Wharton Works, work on Calcite, so they'll use Zeppelin directly. They're globally underlying database now.
Okay. Hi, my name is Xiaomi. I came from Korea. Good to stay with you. And I'm working for LINE Corporation. We made the LINE Messenger. And especially, I'm developing advertising system. Yeah.
I am Hyunmo Choi. I come from South Korea. I work for LINE Corporation.
Hi, my name is Jia Li, and I work for LINE Corporation also. And
I'm from Korea. My name is Rafael. I'm a PhD candidate at the University of Montreal, Canada.
That's best job, by the way.
No, I'm not doing deep learning. I'm developing management techniques to optimize cloud computing environments. So I have to work with AI, but AI is not my goal. You know? I use AI, that's different. But that's it.
My name is Matthias, I'm from Germany, and we project mostly with Spark and Cassandra, but also using Zeppelin and Zeppelin.
Okay. Hi, I'm Jayesh. I work for Conversant. It's an ed tech company from Chicago. And I'm a software engineer using Spark and Cassandra. Just curious about Zeppelin.
Okay.
I'm Joseph Wallersberger, and I'm CTO of QAware. It's a Munich-based custom software development company with about 100 employees. And we're using Apache Zeppelin in our projects for data visualization and data analysis.
My name is Dominic Renz, I'm a data engineer from Germany, and I love Zeppelin for the data science.
Well, I'm Richard Park, I'm from Canada. I'm a junior engineer at Zeppelin.
I'm Martin Serrano. Developer. I'm a committer on the Yarn or the Twill project for making it easy to start applications in Yarn. Just interested in that.
My name is Jeff. I come from HoloWorks, and I'm doing the Zeppelin project, and we are integrating the Zeppelin into our product HTTP. So, and besides that, I also use Zeppelin in my regular work. I will use it for analyzing our some internal data.
Okay, thank you. So basically come from everywhere in the world, and I think most of you know Zeppelin or somehow use Zeppelin or maybe at least interested a lot. So let me really quickly introduce what is Zeppelin. I think it's basically you already know, so really let me really quickly go through it. So Zeppelin is a web-based notebook that enables interactive data analytics. And as you know, Zeppelin supports multiple languages, and it's got some nice feature like visualizations. And but I want to ask, when do you need Zeppelin? So when is the time, or which case does Zeppelin works the best? Of course, some people I met, some user I met, use Zeppelin to build an admin tool, not data analytics. Some people use Zeppelin for doing some kind of test, I don't know. Some people use Zeppelin to build some prototype products. So many people use Zeppelin in many different ways, but basically our major use case is, I think, this. So people or company have a data pipeline which many different people involves, like a data engineer collect or ETL the data, and data scientist do some analytics on data, and in the end, the data business user will see the, you know, report or insight from the, you know, the analytics results. And in this pipeline, a lot of tools are involved, like a lot of languages, a lot of framework, a lot of libraries are involved. So Zeppelin trying to be a tool that all these different people in the same pipeline, all these different tools in the same pipeline, they can work with, they can communicate with. That's where I think Zeppelin can fit in. And this use case is, I think, where Zeppelin works the best. And which feature Zeppelin helps to make that case possible is Zeppelin is basically a data science notebook. So as you see here, you write a code, then you get a result. You run the code, you get results. You can run Markdown, you can run Spark, Scala, you can run Python, you can run SQL, you can run any, you know, possible language or backend system that Zeppelin can integrate. So it's really multi-language notebook. But not only that, Zeppelin also supports all really, really nice features like real-time collaboration and authentication, notebook access control, interpreter access control, fine-grained interpreter session, and notebook user mapping. It's a kind of a weird language, but it's complex. So you can map actually how you want to, you can configure how you want to manage your session per notebook, per user, how you want to, you know, behave. So, and also Zeppelin have a built-in scheduler and pluggable notebook storage and pluggable interpreter. These, all the feature I really want to explain one by one, but today I think I want to focus on the visualization. The visualization, yeah, of course, Zeppelin, if you are a Python user, you can just use Matplotlib. Or if you are using R, then you can use ggplot. But built-in visualization is very easy because you type query, then it comes up. So you can just write some SQL query, and then you click some buttons to visualize. So it's really easy and handy. As you see, Zeppelin have six built-in visualizations, and those are particularly useful for who cannot write code, like a business user. They love this feature. And communicating with business users is, I think, very important in this data pipeline. But there is one limitation, like actually a lot of users and contributors wanted to support more visualization. For example, map was the most wanted visualization in Japanese community, and actually multiple contributors contributed or tried to contribute map visualization, but we couldn't accept it. And even we once accepted the contribution, but in the few, you know, weeks later, we had to get rid of it because of a license problem or because of many other problems. So we wanted to make this built-in visualization very extensible and very useful. But within this, you know, six visualization, yeah, it's useful, but not too much. So we wanted to try to solve this problem. So Hun, which he is a contributor, I think the most active contributor, one of the most active contributor nowadays, will explain what was the problem and how we solve approaches that problem with a stunning demo. Hi, I'm Hun, and who is contributing Zeppelin. And actually, this is my first English presentation, so I might make a mistake. So if you are confused or if you have any question, please come later. later, not this time. So I will talk about Helium, which is a kind of plugin system that can extend Zeppelin a lot. Then you might wonder, why we need such kind of plugin system in Zeppelin? That's because it's not easy to add new things in Zeppelin in some parts. For instance, built-in visualizations. As Moon said, built-in visualizations are good. We can use them by just installing Zeppelin. But there is a problem. The first one is they are dependent on the release cycle of Zeppelin. That means if I want to add new options or if I want to fix, then I have to wait until the next release. The critical problem is that limited licensing. There are a lot of fancy and good the commercial chart libraries, for example, HiChart or AnyChart, ArmChart. But we cannot include those kind of sources into Zeppelin. That's because license. So what if I wanted to use the heatmap, or what if I wanted to use Sankey if I have license? So the solution is pluggable visualization, which is external add-ons. So we can update frequently whenever we want to update. So it's highly customizable, and it can be shared via online registry. We'll cover later this topic. So now let's see the how Helium visualization looks like. Okay. Can you hear me? Okay, thank you. So this is too small. If you install Zeppelin, you will see the Helium menu is here. So if you click, and you'll get, this is too big, and you'll get the already published visualization packages. So if you want to know what this visualization does, you can click the name, and you'll get this page, documentation. So this was about the heatmap. So I already enabled a few visualizations before, and if you want to enable one, anything you want, you can just click this enable button, like this. It takes a few seconds. That's because each visualization package is a just NPM project, so we have to build it. So after build is finished, it takes more, but it's okay. So after build is finished, you'll get this icon. You'll notice that this icon will appear beside existing visualization. At default, this is the default visual Zeppelin instance. Default, we have only six built-in visualization here. But after you insert the new visualizations, they will appear the beside. So let's see. I already opened the... The last four visualizations are new, so they were not before. And I already created some tables using the data set from downloaded Kaggle. And let's use the map visualization first here. And here are data set, and I added one condition, state should be New York, to see how exact. So we have branch name and location here, and some other important columns here, like deposits. Okay, let's use map visualization. And location, and I need to set tooltip, and pop up here. Now we have made visualization in a few minutes. So if you click, we get the pop-up we set before. And let's change the state to Florida. Like, oh, might be too small. Like Florida. And, oh, this is too big. I'm not sure this is Florida, but I think this is right. So we tested map visualization. And the next example is heat map, which is used the height chart, one of the most famous chart in the world. I already prepared some data set. This is just the default Spark example data set, bank, age, job, marriage status, some kind of things. So let's click the visualization icon and then set some columns, numeric columns, balance. Now we have heat map visualization, but it's not that good to see. So let's remove the data label in each cell. Oh, this is too big. I disabled data. Oh, label. And I would like to remove the border width in x-axis and y-axis. Like, oh, this is too many options. Like this. And save. I think now it's more prettier. So let's add one more column to the, this is works now, good or not. Job and education. It works well. And the last example is, here are a few examples more, but just let's see quickly. One is the area chart, use arm chart, one of another the famous chart in the world. So we can fully utilize existing the function in arm chart, like expand or shrinks, and we can even some change other options like line type. For example, let's change the line type to this. And if you want to change this chart type like stacked or percent, it works well. And the final example is about just the column range chart. So helium is powerful, as you see, like this. So we solved built-in visualization problems using helium. Then what about extending interpreters, one of the most important parts of Zeppelin? Can you leverage helium framework for interpreter? I think yes. Oh. So we created a spell for that. Before going to spell, let's just quickly go through what is interpreter is. Interpreter is just the execution engine that execute code and then return output. They are running as a separated JM process. For example, Zeppelin provide a few the built-in the interpreters like Spark, JDBC, Python. So Zeppelin has back-end interpreters, but there are problems too. One problem is that it's not that easy to add a new interpreter because interpreters are usually written in Java, and as you know, Java is not the quickest language to implement or even deploy. And some other limitation is that sometimes we need to handle HTML dynamically to modify, prettify the outputs. And the other problem is interpreters cannot be combined with other interpreters. For example, we cannot use Spark interpreter with Markdown interpreter in the same paragraph. That's because interpreter is not display system. Display system is that can customize interpreted output in front-end, not the back-end. So they can be combined with interpreters. Here are examples. We are using the Python interpreter and we are printing two statements here. The first one just print name, and the second one is customized using the HTML display system, color and font size. So this is display system. But we cannot, as I said, we cannot combine Spark interpreter and Markdown interpreter. So the question is, what if we have front-end interpreter? Then it can be display system because they run on the front-end side. So this is where spec comes up, front-end interpreter. Since each spec is written in JavaScript, it's quite easy to create and handle HTML dynamically. And the most exciting part is that we can utilize many existing JavaScript libraries. For example, flowchart for sequence diagram and sigma.js for graph visualization. And it can be also display system, as I said before, because so if you have Markdown spec, it can be combined with Spark interpreter. And now, time for demo time for spec, and this time I hope to demo God, not fail this time. Okay. So if you go to Helium page, you will notice that here is the the spell tab, and these are already published spell with usage and the dark link too. Mm-hmm. So if you want to enable any of these packages, you can just click and enable and disable like I did before. Oh, where's the okay? This one. The echo, just echo spell. Spell is also npm package, we need time to build it. So let's just move to demo. And okay. Before going to spell, I would like just to show what display system does more precisely. And this is the same example we saw before, just the using the HTML output. And the next one is the table display system. So, and this is a Markdown spell I enabled just before. So let's use it. You might see, you might notice that quite different from the existing Markdown interpreter. Markdown interpreter cannot display this kind of fancy emojis. And the second example about the counter spell, which constantly fetching the information from server and updates continuously the state. So let's just make a change here, DAU. Now we got the other number. And I would like change the title to daily access user account, the proper, like this. Since each spell is writing in JavaScript, it's quite easy to make a the API call. So even we can use Google Translation API in Zeppelin. I already wrote some text in Korean, and I'd like to translate to English. Oh, I'm getting error. That's because I don't have the I didn't refresh token, so. Oh, Google. Let's change the configuration. Here's translation. Update token. And then execute again. So we have now translated text here. And Japanese and the Espanol. And this is final example, spell as a display system. As I said, Markdown interpreter cannot combine with the Spark interpreter. So let's execute. Now we are just getting the text. But if I use Markdown spell here, now we have the proper Markdown output. So this is just this is spell example. Okay, let's see. So this is the end of my session, and my colleague Ayong will cover the what is Helium Online Registry. And thank you.
시스템 열을 거야 돼. 제가 할게요. 오케이, just one second. I think. 여기서 계시면 돼.
여기서 프레젠테이션 여기. 하드 투 파인드 더 마우스. 그래서 땡큐 훈 for introducing me and setting this notebook since I'm not familiar with this new MacBook. So hello, my name is Ayoung and I'm one of a software engineer at Zepple, and I've been at Zepple for around 2 years, and I'm also a committer on Apache Zeppelin, and I've mostly worked on the Helium online registry that I want to talk about today. And thank you all for coming to our late session, because I know you have many other options to have fun outside in Miami, especially at this time. And this is also my first English talk, like Hoon. But hopefully I can do better than him. Okay, let's start. So as Hoon explained well, you can use custom visualization or spell package using Helium framework. But there was no way to know other useful Helium packages exist. So we had a thought about how can you share packages created by others. So we wanted to have a solution like this pre-existing online registry, for example, Spark packages hosted by Databricks, or IntelliJ plugin sites, or NPM registry. In this online registry site, you can register your package after you sign up. And whenever you update your package information and republish it, the registry service manages the whole version history accordingly. So we wanted to have a similar solution to enable sharing Helium package among users. In the beginning, we thought about building an online registry under Zepple, like how Databricks builds Spark packages. Then we should consider how can you build up the infra and operate this kind of service. Let's say we want to build NPM registry-like service. Then we might need to create an authentication system for user login, and we need to store our user and package information to our own data service. And there are many other things to be considered other than these, like versioning, building, and packaging. Actually, building and maintaining this kind of service can be a lot of work for us, especially for small company like us. And since Zeppelin is under Apache, we may need to be concerned about conflict with external library licenses. Isn't it too complicated, right? So, because we all want to be lazy. Maybe I want to be lazy. We want to find a simpler solution instead of making another third-party service under our company. But
While we search for a better way to handle these limitations, we realized a good solution already existed, which is, since Helium visualization and spell are regular node packages, so they can be published to NPM registry. So we decided to utilize this as much as possible. To do that, we need to find a way how we can filter only Helium package information from all node packages in NPM registry. To explain how we did this, let's say you create a new Helium package, which is a regular normal package. There is nothing special about it. It's just plain node package. Then you will publish it to NPM. That's all you need to do. Then NPM registry has a Helium package information that you wrote in Helium package pack file, which name is package.json. And now we need some way for Zeppelin to read only Helium package from NPM registry to list it out in Zeppelin itself. In this step, we used AWS Lambda to do this. Lambda is kind of serverless function call service. Using Lambda, we can run our function without any additional infrastructures. And in this step, only NPM package, such as Zeppelin Viz or Zeppelin Spell as its dependency will be filtered by Lambda. Zeppelin Viz is for Helium visualization package, and Zeppelin Spell is for spell. And then, only necessary metadata field will be extracted from the package information, like name, description, version, etc. After that, a new Helium JSON file will be created, and the old information that I extracted before will be pushed into it. And it will be saved in the public AWS S3 bucket. Since we want to fetch or publish the information as soon as possible, we needed to trigger the Lambda function periodically. So we used AWS CloudWatch for this, and we set to trigger the function every 1 hour. So if we publish your Helium package to NPM, it should appear within 1 hour. And the only thing that Zeppelin needs to do is just reading this file from S3 bucket. There are two places we use this Helium file in Zeppelin. One is Zeppelin's official website. In Helium menu, we list all available packages in here. And for your information, we also show the package author name like this. It's too small, right? Anyway, below the package name, you can see by Tom Grant, by the pool, and there are so many Lambda in here. Lambda is Hun's nickname. And so if you create a Helium package, your name will be shown on this our website. So you can be famous if you are creating a Helium package. And the other place is inside of Zeppelin, as Hun showed you before. I think the most powerful thing of this online registry is allowing users to share and discover what other packages exist. And you can install or uninstall whatever package you want on the fly without restarting Zeppelin server. And these are the zero tickets that track the work that I did. So if you are interested in the detailed story, please see this. So this feature will be included the next major release 0.8. So if you are impatient, you need to build the latest source in GitHub. So let me toast to, there is no mic. Let me toast to my boss Moon again. He will talk about the next release plan. Thank you for listening.
Okay, so actually my first English talk was 2 years ago at PartyCon in Austin, and it was really, really horrible, but these guys, I think, did a great job. And I want to... Thank you. I want to explain what Helium, this framework, means in the Zeppelin community. So the Zeppelin community actually had a I call it ecosystem. So the Zeppelin community used to have, for example, interpreter. Interpreter is a plugin mechanism that connects other technologies like Spark, Python, and Cassandra. So it's connection to the other project, right? And the Zeppelin community also has, of course, user and developers. We have almost 2,800 stars on our Git repository. That's where you, you know, after this talk, you go to our GitHub repository and star us. And we have a lot of contributors worldwide. And we also have a third-party companies who build business around Zeppelin. So there are a lot of third-party companies like Amazon, Azure, Mesosphere. They ship Zeppelin on their service. A cloud service, and Hortonworks Juju provide a package of package that includes Zeppelin, and Cubo, Oracle, IBM, they embed Zeppelin in their products. So they are also part of the community, I would say, because they build business around it. Of course, Zeppelin, we also provide online notebook viewer and collaboration system for Zeppelin notebook. That's what we are doing. But this Helium extend our community ecosystem, that visualization and spell is now a new part of the community that any third party personal company can build and share to the community. So this is, I think, the actual value that brings Helium framework. And I want to briefly talk about the release schedule. We are going to release 0.7.2, its maintenance release, as soon as possible, because 0.7.1 have some bugs, and 0.8 is next release. Actually, this schedule is actually my hope. So want to have a release as soon as possible with Helium online registry and interpreter cluster mode, and 1.0. Definitely, it's my hope, but want to have a really stable release in this year.
What does interpreter cluster mode mean?
Oh, that's actually previous session. He had a demo and all the explanation, and which is basically currently interpreter can run only on local as a local process. That interpreter cluster mode give user an option where you want to run interpreter process in a YAN cluster or any other cluster you can implement. So that's it. Thank you. And any questions? So is it question?
Also, can we implement our own Helium customization without using the Helium registry?
Oh, right. Yeah, you can just implement your own package and deploy locally. That Zeppelin just load. But if you want to just publish, then can use NPM.
Can I do that locally?
Right.
0.7 right now?
Yeah. 0.7 includes whole Helium without online registry.
Downer guide, but Apache licensing and all, you're going to put in a string which is pointing to this JSON file in Amazon.
Anybody
came out with this? Now this is, you know.
Yeah.
I think you know when you install that, will you need to paste this string in when you install it, or because I know there will be some people who might complain.
Yeah, that's actually expected question. So I think we missed the backup slide for that, but basically we open to permission for that, you know, Amazon infrastructure to any committer or any PMC at least. So Ion actually she built and she shared PMC that anybody who wants access then please ask. And in the worst case, I think it's just Zeppelin have a code, you know, default URL that point to the Amazon address, and the worst code just committer or PMC change that address to something else. So I think it's not too bad. So if there's no other questions, then I actually have a question. So I'm not sure how many people here. I see not a lot, you know, almost no people come actually from here, but does anyone know some nice, you know, actually good, reasonably priced pub around here, or you know, somewhere with. So yeah, we with few Zeppelin committers and few people, we are going to we have no detail, you know, no specific plan, but in the evening we are going to have a dinner and grab some alcohol. So if you are interested, you know, please come to me. Okay, thank you.